I'm just here to see a friend.
What's going on, Chris? Lieutenant? I'd better talk to Lieutenant Brock for a moment. Her father was a judge. Her mother was my law clerk before she became a lawyer. They both died in a car accident. Now, is Chris in trouble? According to the news last night, Mark Stratton died from some kind of allergic reaction. What was it? Antibiotics? Bee stings? Walnut oil? That would be uncommon. Most people that allergic take precautions. Couldn't have been enough oil in that lipstick to bring on all that or to kill him. That would certainly do it. How's Chris involved? On what grounds? Well, leading to what conclusion? How do you know someone else didn't tamper with the allergy kits? What about the cast and crew who arrived in the morning? Lieutenant? Della said I'd hardly recognize you. 2 years of no communication. The last time I saw you, you were still a very young lady. Not anymore. I thought you were wrong to shortchange yourself. No, your career has always been up to you. Your parents would have wanted you to finish school. I tried to follow their wishes and to understand yours. Lieutenant, is the young lady under arrest? Miss Buckner's my client. She knows her rights and has nothing to say at this time. Your Honor, my distinguished colleague forgets that this is a bail hearing, not a trial. If it please the court, Miss Buckner is highly regarded in her profession, has very strong ties to this community. The amount of bail is unjustified. I'm surprised you didn't call it murder most foul. If you hurry, you can make the 6 o'clock news. Not now, please. How's Chris?
Who were the last two?
Justice Thurgood Marshall was a soap fan, Ken. Della, find out from Chris about the people who heard her threats to Mark Stratton. Ken, get permission to search his house.
That makes it easy for you.
When I'm through here, I'll talk with Mort Aberdeen. I'll tell him he should have had a career in soap opera. You keep a log? That might help. Could someone have possibly entered the studio without your knowledge? Who keeps the keys to the other gates? I assume the clock you use to keep your log is accurate. Where would I find the production assistant, Mimi Hoyle? Thank you for your help, Mr. Aberdeen.
So do I, sir.
So do I. I'm a lawyer. I represent Chris Buckner. May we have a word? You told the police Stratton had a new kit delivered the day before the murder, which means the switch could only have been made sometime that night or the next morning. What happened to his old kit? How long have you been with Mile High, Miss Hoyle? People who work together on TV shows often become like families, don't they? And, as in any family, it can be hard to keep secrets. Miss Hoyle, I want to ask you something very personal. I wouldn't ask if Chris Buckner's life weren't at risk. Did you have an abortion several months ago, and did Mark Stratton pay for it? All right. How long were the two of you lovers? Was the abortion his idea? I suppose when you heard he was going to marry Charlotte Grant, it made you pretty upset, angry even. Angry enough to kill him? Where were you? I intend to. Perhaps you can clarify a few things. None quite like this one. Oh. My schedule doesn't permit it, but my associate, Miss Street, is a great fan. I'll be sure to ask her. She did tell me that you used to be quite a leading man at the beginning of your career. Something went wrong? So you've been active in television all these years. I'm very relieved to hear that. I'm glad to hear those rumors about your drinking problem were untrue. Rumors that you once shut down production while you slept off your drinking problem in a jail? I found it hard to believe that you were unable to continue working and had to be replaced. You must have been under a great deal of pressure. So, until your wife used her influence to get you this role of Judge Henry, things were difficult for you. Mr. Straub, did Mark Stratton ever suggest that your character be dropped from this show? It would help if you could prove where you were the night someone tampered with Stratton's allergy kit. All night? I will. I will. Thank you.
Did he practice here?
Not as dramatic as yours. Well, that's very kind of you, since you were close to Mark Stratton.
Really?
Really? I heard you promoted him for a starring role in a movie of the week. Now, don't be modest. Didn't you tell the network that if they didn't cast Stratton in that TV movie, you'd walk off Mile High? Now, I'd say that was very supportive of you, but ungrateful. Well, he betrayed you. You are being kind. It's common knowledge that after you helped get him the part, he had another actress cast in your role. A younger actress. It would make anyone angry. No one could blame you for hating it. He told me that you were together at home that night. Together at home all night. That's what he told me.
Jones there with you?
Okay. Stand by in King's reception room.
Right.
This is Perry Mason. I'm sure he's busy. Tell him it's about the network not renewing his contract.
Of course I'll wait.
A few questions first. If you needed Chris on the show, why did you cut her part? But you went along. But now that he's gone, you need Chris. But it saved you quite a lot of trouble, didn't it? Is it true he was pressuring the network to drop you when your contract came up? And that he wanted to take over the show completely? No, you don't have to. Where were you the night someone tampered with the allergy kits?
I will.
Now, would you please go to your office door and tell Miss Street we've concluded our conversation? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dylan. Chris, we go to court in the morning. How do you feel? Now, look. You've always been a fighter, so fight now. This time, you'll have Della and me fighting right beside you. Okay, you get some rest. Ladies and gentlemen, my client has no comment. If you want the whole truth, come to court tomorrow. Now, this is a private office. The outer door is there. A little faster, please. Miss Grant, may I have a word with you? Della, where's the Grant file? Please take Chris into Ken's office. When we leave, we'll take the back elevator. That was a very good performance. Now, I have just one question. You can answer it here or in court. How did Fitzpatrick feel about your engagement to Mark Stratton?